Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. But to you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other one as well. And for the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and then expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you'll be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The main theme of the Gospel is be merciful as God the Father is merciful. Of course, the first, when you hear this word, is so difficult. But that's what Jesus is calling us. Come and follow me. Jesus also is merciful. He expects us to do the same. If you find it difficult, ask us this special grace. Ask and we'll be given. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Elizabeth of Bengary. She married at a young age of 14. When she was carrying her third child, her husband died in the crusade. But then, with her children, also before the death of her husband, they lived the spirituality of St. Francis of Assisi. When her husband died, she became the tertiary of St. Francis. Simplicity, poverty. After 4 years, she was announced a saint. and patron for this St. Francis spirituality team. It's not the age, it's of the open heart. St. Elizabeth is always open to the will of God. She tried to live, even she lived in the Paris, but she lived spirituality of poverty. In the heart, everything open to people. Of course, materially, she shared everything with others. Today, let us pray for one another, following this footstep of St. Elizabeth. Let's open ourselves, no matter the time, material goods or energy. Just use it for the service of people. So let us pray for one another that we can always keep up this spirit of unity, of simplicity, of poverty.